When President Bush shook New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani's hand yesterday, you might have noticed some dirt under Mr. Giuliani's fingernails. After hijackers steered two airplanes into the World Trade Center, Mayor Giuliani was at ground zero, working alongside firefighters and police to save as many lives as possible. He faced reporters having seen the South Tower fall firsthand.
Did you ever fear for your own safety, sir?
Sure, yeah.
What went through your mind?
I don't think anything went through my mind other than making sure that we all remained calm and found an exit and just tried to figure out the most intelligent thing to do. Probably the same thing that went through the minds of 10,000 other New Yorkers who I could see on the streets, and I really have to commend them. They didn't panic. They moved deliberately. They moved swiftly. But they didn't hurt each other. They helped each other. I mean, these are just the most wonderful people in the world.
We ask all New Yorkers to cooperate and to try to help each other. There are going to be a lot of people who need help and need assistance. If you could comfort them and help them and assist them, particularly elderly people, that might be a way in which you can contribute.
Elected officials are expected to display leadership in times of crisis, but Mr. Giuliani pointed out that a certain amount of leadership came from everyone this week at virtually every level. The eminent historian James McGregor Burns has spent much of his career studying leadership, and he joins us from Williamstown, Massachusetts. Dr. Burns, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And to invoke the phrase of another New York mayor, let me ask first about Mr. Giuliani. How's he doing?
Giuliani?
Yes, sir.
Well, I think he's doing fine on the spot, but the big question of leadership in this country is now the president. And I think the president has really made a very good start in the sense of symbolic leadership, even spiritual leadership. Mm-hmm. But the really tough leadership problems are in the future. It's easy to make these statements. It's very hard to hang in as a strong leader over a long, difficult period of time.
You know, Mr. Burns, we turn to you because you are perhaps the best-known student of Franklin Roosevelt's quality of leadership, and particularly the way that he led the United States from being a largely isolationist country to one that became the major participant in a world war fought way across several oceans. How does any president, but Mr. Bush, if you want to be specific, convince the American people of what may or may not be in their interest at any given moment when they're all the forces to resist?
Well, I think the main thing is that he has to be resolute. He has to be ready for a lot of setbacks. Mm-hmm. FDR, of course, faced that. Churchill faced that. The greatness about FDR and Churchill, particularly Churchill, was his willingness to acknowledge defeat, that we're not doing well. We've got to do better. Mm-hmm. And I think that will also be the test of President Bush.
For example, when Churchill began an address in Commons, saying the news from France is very bad.
Yes.
You know, but Mr. Burns, I wonder, that was in an age before we had these instant public opinion polls, where literally within a few minutes of a president's remarks to the nation, we can gauge how well he or she is perceived to have gone over. Does that kind of reliance on polls make the development of long-term leadership more difficult?
Well, I think the crucial thing, of course, is what we call the vision, are the goals that he's working on. But the thing I think we're not recognizing enough as I read the papers, mm-hmm, and listen to you people is that this is going to be, really will be, World War III in the literal sense, that it's a war all over the world. It's not just a matter of going into Afghanistan.
Yeah.
It's a matter of dealing with people, religious fanatics, in friendly countries like Egypt, unfriendly countries all over the world. And I think President Bush has got to be able to assure the people that despite the setbacks, we do have a plan, we're sticking with it. This was the great test historically of Abraham Lincoln, with many setbacks, but he kept to the basic plan and vision and kept the people with him.
Lincoln and Roosevelt, at the same time, were masterful rhetoricians who could use words to summon a feeling in the American public and lead them towards a light that they had shown for them that was over some horizon. Not even President Bush's, I think, most ardent admirers would say this is his greatest talent. Does he have a kind of plain-spoken quality like Harry Truman that can serve him well now?
Well, I think obviously that's to be seen. I think one good thing about the situation is that there are a lot of experienced people working with Bush. They've been through a lot of these things in the past. They've discovered that sort of half-hearted attacks don't get us very far.
It's
got to be a systematic effort.
Mr. Burns?
And a very general one.
Thanks very much, Dr. Burns. James McGregor Burns in Williamstown, Massachusetts.